Coach, first and foremost, I know that it didn't end the way that you wanted it to, obviously, but you have to love the fight from your team down to your last strike and able to battle back and force it to seven full innings and get that close.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids fought really hard. You know, the performance by Peyton McBride was terrific. And, you know, when we got down so bad there early on, my message was that we are going to fight. We're going to fight as hard as we can fight, and we're playing seven innings. There's no way I wanted to leave here in a five-inning game because we couldn't fight. So, you know, I'm proud of our kids for that. I'm not happy about losing this game by any means. It got away from us early. But, you know, we can leave here feeling good about who we are as a ball club, what we're made of, and that intestinal fortitude that you just saw. Any coach would want to coach a group like that, so I'm proud of those kids.
And I want to talk about Peyton. I mean, she grew leaps and bounds tonight. I think a freshman hurler coming in that kind of situation and gave you four great innings.
Yeah, four perfect innings, really. I mean, she went out there and threw strikes. She was crafty. She handled herself great. Thought she showed great maturity on the mound, and we needed a huge stop right there, and Peyton was the one to do it, so... She grew up a lot tonight and showed people a lot. I mean, she knows what she's capable of doing, and she went out and did just that.
And early on, being down by that much, I mean, obviously with a team like Louisiana Lafayette, with the offense that they have, you know they're going to get their pound of flesh, but also the free bases, the walks, and the hit-by-pitches really kind of came back to bite you.
That's what killed us. I mean, obviously we want to keep the ball in the yard, and we didn't do a good job with that, but you know, we killed ourselves with our walks, our hip hitches, setting the table for them. And then they did a great job to come up and get timely hits right when they needed it and just square the ball up really well. But, you know, to me, I mean, I can handle giving up a couple of home runs in a game. But when we walk people and put ourselves in a hole there, that's what's frustrating.
Sam had a rough night out in the circle, but a great night up the plate, 4-for-4 with a few RBIs. I mean, you have to love what you saw from her hitting. I know she's had a tough time at the plate of late.
Yeah, well, I thought it showed a lot of maturity in her for her not to take the performance on the mound out to the plate, and she did a good job with that. Every time she got up there, she looked like she was ready to hit. She was patient when she needed to be and put the ball in play all night. And 4-for-4, that's a great night. And really happy to see Sam break loose right there.
Taking on a team like Louisiana Lafayette, I mean, you're not, you could take on anybody else you wanted to in a midweek game, but taking on this team, as good a team as the Raging Cajuns have, how does that help better prepare you for things like this weekend when you're going to be taking on a really good Georgia team?
Well, when we came into this game tonight, I wanted to see our team with a fire in our belly. And I thought we played flat at Arkansas. We had a long talk about it with our team, about what the expectation is and what we need to be doing in terms of our fight and our tenacity and all of that. And, you know, I thought we took a step back at Arkansas just in terms of that. And, you know, I understand we're going to lose a game here or there, but I wasn't pleased with how flat we were in our dugout. And tonight, you know, I felt like it was actually good that we ended up playing ULL tonight, because I knew that we would have to have that energy in order to compete with these guys. And so we got what we needed right there. We didn't get a win. Of course, we need a win. We always want to win. But for me, my main goal tonight, aside from winning, was to come out here and make sure our kids know how to rebound and know how to play hard and get after it. And we did that tonight. We did it all night. And, you know, I'm really, you know, I'm happy to see that. I did not want to go into this series with Georgia, with us, with, you know, on our heels and feeling bad about ourselves. So, you know, I know there's some kids in our clubhouse right now feeling really bad about losing. But, you know, we've got to find that silver lining. And it's pretty obvious what that silver lining was our fight and Peyton McBride.